to Crystal Lee. If you ever been in love, then you know how I feel. If you ever been in love, then you know how I feel.
Hello, I'm Crystal Craven.
And it's your boy Cross King, and it's Love Radio Houston.
Thanks so much for tuning in today.
Yeah, and don't forget, you can also check us out on our YouTube channel. Just search Love Radio Houston on YouTube. Any episode you want to see, go check it out.
Yes, and we also post other videos of different things with us, just
little randoms.
Right, little randoms, being silly, yeah, or what have you. Now, this week, it's the first week of November.
Yep. Well, it's the 9th. It's the second.
Oh,
we're recording on the 9th.
It's the second week of November.
Thanksgiving's coming up.
Thanksgiving's coming like a freight train.
Yeah.
Like a freight train. Yes. You know, they want to skip Thanksgiving and get right straight to Christmas in the stores. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, who wouldn't? If you're selling merchandise, you want to get straight to Christmas.
You know, I'm already getting emails about pre-Black Friday.
Yeah, that's the thing. Right after Thanksgiving is Black Friday. So,
but they're doing a prequel.
Everybody just wants to buy a bunch of stuff, get all the good deals.
They're doing a pre-Black Friday, so you can get Black Friday deals before Black Friday.
That's what's up, but you know, it doesn't compare. Like, I don't even go shopping on Black Friday.
I don't either.
That.
I know people that do, but I don't.
Yeah, me too, like everybody else.
I don't either, but hey, that's neither here or there. I'm sure we'll talk about that some more a little bit later. But for this episode, this week, our topic of what we're going to discuss is love and numbers.
So get your calculators out.
Love and numbers. Ching, ching, ching. No, we are not talking about love and money. Not those type of numbers. We're talking about age gaps. That's what we're referring to.
Mm-hmm.
Love and age gaps. Now, I want to use the asterisks.
Okay. And
the big asterisk
next to it.
The big asterisk.
Give me a sentence to go with the asterisk.
Yes. We are referring to adult relationships.
Of course.
Yes. Legal age gaps. Not that you're 26 and she's 12. You know, no. We are not talking about pedophilia.
So where does this conversation stem from, Crystal?
Yes. Okay. I'm glad you asked, Cross King.
Well, you're welcome for asking, Crystal.
No, you asked. I'm glad that you
asked. No, I mean, you're welcome for me asking.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you very welcome. Much.
Yeah, no problem.
It stems from my marriage to Cross King.
My marriage.
My marriage. Right.
Yeah. We're married.
Yes.
And I'm 46. And she's 21.
Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, I'm saying hallelujah is because I am the older person with this age gap. I am 14 years. Yeah. 14
years. 14 years, my senior.
Yeah, I am not going to disclose my actual age. But Cross King is a grown ass man.
Balling! Like, what else do you say?
Right.
Like, oh.
Well, I mean, I could disclose my actual age. It's not like it's a horrible secret or anything.
Nah, man. You could just be that one woman who just doesn't give a F. And just says it. Like, I mean, who cares?
I mean, I am.
But she ain't got to.
You know, I glorify God for the age that I am. And I still go into stores and get ID. Like, I didn't have my ID. Cross King had his. And they still would not sell us an alcoholic beverage. Because I didn't have mine. And of
It's happened more
course,
than one time, I believe.
of
Or maybe it
course.
just had to happen the one time. Chris is a quick learner.
Well, oh yeah. See, you know what? I can't even. I don't want to get off on a tangent about how, I really could have made a complaint right there and stood my ground.
It was a well-known store that has their own policies. It wouldn't matter what she said. Policy's a policy.
And you know that we all know that it does not matter what's on the books, because people have favor or, who changes things. So, but I just did not feel like going into that because I was with my husband and we were.
Then I don't tolerate bullshit.
It wouldn't be
It's
bullshit, it would be stating the facts.
unnecessary theatrics.
It's not theatrics.
Anyways, bottom line is we went to HEB, we got our
You said
goods. And
the
if you
store.
don't know,
Oh yeah,
now you
that's what we
know.
did. We
Carry
went to
your
HEB.
motherfucking IDs around with you
That's
so your
ridiculous.
husbands ain't gotta look like a fool standing there like, it's cool, bro. It's cool. Take it.
And
Just take it.
yes, I wanted to stand my
She's only
ground.
16 anyways.
I wanted to stand my ground because this is not a, by law, it's not a law. This is just your store practice. And we already know that. But I'm not even going to go into that because we want to stay on target. Love and numbers.
She's never gotten ID'd when I buy anything else that requires an ID.
The only thing else is
That's
cigarettes.
what I'm saying.
And don't nobody care if you just want to kill yourself with cigarettes.
Well, whatever. I'm just
So they
saying.
don't. They
There's
don't bother.
blunts too. That's not the only thing you could
So
buy that
ID.
requires ID.
But when we're together, that's the only thing that you buy is cigarettes.
Entrance to a
Other
club?
than
No, I mean, you get ID'd there.
that.
Whatever. I'm just saying.
Yes. Okay. So 14 years difference. Yeah. Age. I was about to sing, right?
What?
You know what I was about to sing?
What?
Age ain't nothing but a number. Yeah, now ain't nothing,
That's what I told her the other day.
Aaliyah.
I told her, you know, I think I'm actually an old man. I can hardly walk. And she was like, man,
Was spry.
I thought I married a young person. I said, you know what? Age is just a number.
I'm spry. For those on the radio, I'm doing my neck turn, my spry
Is your
cross.
grandmother spry?
I'm spry. I am like I'll if you on the radio, you can't see me right now. But look me up, look us up on Love on
But if you
Instagram,
know you're on
Love
YouTube.
Houston Radio, you could see. I just say I'm 38. I am on a freight train at 40. Still.
The same thing that every other human being goes through, aging process. It's not a
But
big deal.
I'm not aging. It's like I get better every
Age ain't nothing but a
year.
number.
But that's we're not talking about my age, my growth or what is going on with me and the look. But with this whole age difference thing and making it work, what are some in our relationship, I guess some pros and cons to it, things
Pros and
that
cons.
or things that we encounter with such an age difference. We'd like to know, hear from you guys on
Oh,
comments.
I don't keep track of cons in any kind of a way. I wouldn't say that there's ever something that is like, there may be something that you don't like. But it's not something that reoccurs. It's just a one-time thing, you know. It's not like it's like, oh shit, that's it, you know. There's
Okay.
something else that might come up, but it's never like the same damn thing. And
Maybe
it
I.
doesn't have to do with age necessarily either.
No, it's just
So
relationship
there's no
issues.
cons due to our age, period.
But what I will say, I retract that. And I will say, instead of cons, since that has a negative connotation, I will say some thinking points or some reality checks about that much of an age gap, especially when you're talking about being with someone for the long haul. Or, just right, yeah, I said reality checks, right?
That's what you said.
Okay, I just
And
want to
with
make sure.
that, keep thinking on it. We've
Yes.
got CJ Kush, and we got our other little homeboy. Logan
That
Alexander.
was my cue. And
Yeah.
you know what? I'm not even gonna edit the pause out
So
because
CJ
of my
Kush,
head.
I've known him. He was at my very first show I ever performed, and that's where we met. And he performed that night too. So CJ Kush, cool dude. Everybody go follow him at the Modern Day Hippie. And his song is called Modern Day Hippie. So yeah, rock this, rock this.
And Logan Alexander, he is not a little person. He said your little
Huh?
homeboy.
No, I'm talking about, wait.
Oh, you were talking
CJ
about
Kush isn't a little person either. Did I
CJ
say little
Kush.
homeboy?
Yeah, he said look,
No
man, my little
disrespect. That's my little
homeboy.
homeboy. Yeah, no
Yeah.
disrespect. But Logan Alexander, not a huge man in stature.
Yeah.
But not a little
A big deal.
motherfucker.
And
All
he got Logan is gonna get it off his chest, and that is featuring DJ Shab.
Shabby.
Yes.
Shabby, shabby, shabby.
Here we go.
So that.
Just a modern day hippie man. I'm just a modern day hippie man. Smoking Lorna was tied while I'm jamming some jimmies. Tied that bandana some shades. I'm just a modern day hippie man. I put J.E. my homie and I got Mary on my tippin' down in my city and token up on some Cali. Keep white girl on my tip, a girlfriend gon' slip it up. Even if I gave them my pick, I bet they still couldn't pick it up. Even if I'm down, bitch, I'm up. Just gotta stay mentally tough. These hoes say I smoke too much, I say I don't smoke enough. Smoking like I'm in a rush every day, I'm trying to kiss time. Send me love if I burn, cause my specialty's grind. Mama told me I was bright, talking to this brain of mine. I'm just looking for mist to hit like a vine to blow my mind. These niggas doing too much in silence, the world filled with minds. The story senses keep my early ears ringing like chimes. I got money on my mind, I wear that bitch like my fitted. It's peace and love from above, and let the jokes become friendly because. On my journey to greatness, just a modern day hippie man. I'm just a modern day hippie man. The world is such a disaster with toxic wasteland over land. Struggling with identities, living their mindset astray. Brainwashed to all the fairy tales and technology. Karma don't give apologies, the bullshit don't involve me. Man, I'm high as a satellite, as strong as the sand. Fights find a tap till I see the light. Even like it's the 70s, practicing on the bed of me. 86 is the birth of me. Confidence and dedication to elemental like mercury. Time is moving faster, blunts are still burning longer. Pops absent would've kept my vanity on. It just made me stronger amongst the flock of wolves. Baby, in his mind, a wolf's alone. Petrified through Medusa's eyes, call me a stone. I'm just a boner going in, trying to come into the world, oh. Two fingers really mean peace, just let the world know. Let's take this long journey until the end of time. And I don't mind if they undermine me, cause I'm shining, it's ironic because. On my just a modern day hippie man. I'm just a modern day hippie man. DJ Chef, fool.
I don't like to feel played. So if it's something on my turn chest, up, I definitely gotta get it off. Logan, DJ Chef. Let's tell him how we feel.
Streets without my Glock and vest. I got some shit up on my chest. Let me let you in my mind. Homicide in these streets to stick with me. When I ride, sipping lean is the pine. See the hurt in my eyes. Yesterday I had a dream. My friend hit me with that fire. Ain't no love in these streets. You get love when you die. These demons on me. Life hard. Must be easier to die. Can't lie, I'm traumatized. My friend died. I couldn't cry. I'd rather die than be alive. That's how I'm feeling inside. Life get hard before it's easy. Yeah, that's what they say. Man, I'm young than a bitch. I got a lot up on my plate. Tell me, do you know the feelings? The ones you love behind a gate. Can't even give your bro a hug or rub your hand across his face, or the ones in Laureland where you can only see they date. Yeah, I'm going through a lot, but I wear a smile on my face. If God opened heaven up, I wouldn't be quick to do the race. He'll probably turn me back around once he recognize my face. Misunderstood, feeling out of place. Grab your heap before making a play. Concrete juggle, gotta play it safe. Don't make a move without it on your waist. Plotting on me, get put in your place. Like an ID since I see your face. Apex predator, nigga, go away. Should be ashamed, but I'm getting it this way. Bulletproof vest, I aim at his face. Cut his head off, no face, no case. Won't say a word when we first 48. Drop a bag on him, I baked them a cake. Good with the sliding them, some like a snake. Go out with a bang, can die any day. Just know if I spot him, you know that I got him. Skirt off in a rental pursuit to the right. Homicide in my city, never ride without your eye. Won't let a fuck nigga give me. They took my partner last time. These ain't just no fucking words. I put my heart in every rhyme behind my balls and my word. I start to nigga with this iron. I'm from a city full of crime. Young niggas dying, a lot of mamas crying. Little niggas sliding, strap with that fire. Pull on your block, then get the sliding Glock. In prayers when I go around. I won't all smoke, bitch, I'm never hiding. They took JB, so I'm forever riding. Catch your killer bullets to his noggin. Dressed in all black, you can feel my vibe. Too paranoid to even get high. Grim Reaper women when I go sliding. 357 right by my side. Nigga want me dead, tell him quit flies. I know where I'm at, I ain't never hide. AR block where you can come find me. Got a couple killers good with assignment.
You're listening to Live Radio Houston on Righteous Hustle Entertainment. Check out the hilarious classic episode, The Righteous Hustle Entertainment, on this station.
Xander and DJ Chef, we get it off my chest.
They press it straight off the chest, Benjamin.
So let's continue our discussion on today's topic love and numbers. We already disclosed our age difference is 14 years.
Yeah, and I'm younger.
Right, I was gonna say me being older, and when you people use the term as being a cougar, and I don't receive that.
Yeah, I think that most cougars have fur.
Oh, okay, you know I jerk my head back like, what is he gonna say? Am I about to be offended?
Heard your mom come out on that one.
Yeah, shout out to Carolyn. Cadillac.
Okay. I'm not allowed to call her that.
No, nobody is. Okay, but we had started on the discussion of reality checks about it.
So, one thing you would think whenever you're dating someone who's significantly older than you is, what's going to happen when we get way older? Like, I'm going to be like 66 when she's 80 years old. That's a huge difference at that point, though. That's at that point, that's a big difference when you're 80, your muscles give out. You know, it's like 66, you're still, man, you're rocking.
Normally.
Okay.
Normally.
Anyways.
But, you know, I'm like a tree planted by the river of water.
So, I didn't know how old she was. She, I told her my age, and she withheld that information. And so,
I just didn't say.
I was driving down the road, and, you know, I would look at her pictures every once in a while just to, you know, feel a little bit better about anything I might be feeling down about.
Instagram.
And there was this one picture. It was my favorite picture, right? It's so funny. I'd always go look at that picture, and I still love that picture. And it turns out it was from her birthday, and I never read the description in the picture.
Reads fundamental.
And I just scrolled down and read it.
It is fundamental.
And it said, on my 38th birthday. Oh, she.
Wah, wah.
And I was like, I was surprised.
When he disclosed that information to me, I literally laughed out loud.
Yeah.
I did. I laughed out loud.
And so, the first thing that came to my mind was like, because, you know, with her, I always knew there would be a commitment involved with it. I couldn't just be like, oh, whatever, you know. It's like, I got to think long term. And I'm like, man. So what happens if she dies way before I ever do?
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, you know, you really just can't think that way. Who knows what's going to happen?
Right.
Honestly. And yeah. I mean, if you want to be happy, just be happy. That's bottom line. And like, that means even at that point in life, you know, the older point in life,
yeah,
if you want to be happy, just be happy. It doesn't matter that she's not going to be able to walk and she'll be in a wheelchair and I'll still be, you know, putting up my wall or whatever I gotta do, rapping it out there, you know, I'll be putting on tours, you know, and she gonna have to come out there with a breathing mask on and all of that, but yeah, it's all good because you know what, I love her and I'm always look at her and I'll be like, that's my woman. I love that woman.
And you see,
she can't even move, but I love that woman.
And you see, that's what makes the difference. That's what makes the difference is now.
Your turn.
Yeah, you left me. You got me stuttering, muttering. You all can understand based on what he said. Why, you know, like my mama didn't raise my boobs. You know, when, you know, love is what love is, and when you find a person or when you're connected with someone and it is actually love and you know it's God because God is love, and to have someone who has that kind of attitude or who has even thought about that, you know, you're thinking about way ahead, you know, not just right here and at the moment and what I see and, you know, that's better or worse kind of thing. A person who's thinking about, hey, you know, what happens? What am I, 30? What was that, 40 years from now? Hey, baby, first remember God. You know, 40 years from now. And, you know, I'm prepared to do that and stand by her and do this and that. And also, of course, vice versa. Because, you know, being here and seeing the things that I've seen, and I know that, hey, some certain things is not a, you know, it doesn't, age isn't a determination of going through certain physical challenges. So, of course, you know, with me, I'm a diehard. I'm totally faithful. Faithful to my family, faithful to my relationships. I'm a faithful person. So, you know, first and foremost, I'm faithful to my God.
What do you mean by physical challenges?
You know, like, it can be anything, not just age-related. You know, with you, it wouldn't be something that would necessarily be age-related if you was to go down.
Go down where?
You know, if I had die? Not just die, like...
Oh, like...
Being a... Young people get struck, too.
I see.
Yeah. Yes. Young people get struck, too. And, you know, hey... I go ahead.
So it's a commitment.
Yes.
For better or worse.
Yes. It's for better or for worse. You know, that's 100%. But it's with any relationship.
But what was your holy shit moment?
With you being...
My age.
Your age. Right. Because I knew before he did.
She was like, holy shit, it's 20 young boy, I won't be young.
No. You know, I was just like, okay. You know, because I know that there are roads that I have already been down, you know, just in personal development. Just not saying that at 24, it's being inexperienced. No, I'm not saying that. I'm talking about, you know, just like you've been in a job for a long time, even if you are a total jack off at it, you've been there for that long. You have observed a lot of things. Nah. Yeah.
I don't know.
So.
No comment.
So.
My stupid mother.
I knew that, you know, going in and with that kind of age difference, I said, all right, you know, we'll see. And based on what he presented to me, which was more than what I got from people my age and older, and more of a reality kind of looking at things, I said, okay, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. That's what you said.
Because he came out the gate pretty straight. And like, in your face out the gate, you know, like, you know, everybody keeps a list. You know, you got a pecking order. That's the way it just, if you don't, I don't know if you're a single person, I don't know what you out here doing if you don't have a pecking order. I've been single, you know, I was single for, it's not, I didn't shack up with somebody, you know, being 38. And just getting married, I wasn't living with somebody for some years or anything like that. So I wasn't a square, of course. No, you know, I dated and been in just, you know, in little relationships, boyfriend and girlfriend a few years and all that kind of stuff. But I said that to say that I majored in single. Like, you know, like I got a master's degree in being a single adult person. And if you don't have a pecking order, like, hey, baby, you can straighten yourself up. And maybe we'll talk about that on another episode.
Well, I figure I will touch on that as soon as we hear from a good doctor and George Anthony, God gave his son.
Amen. Yes, here we go. Good doctor.
Love Radio Houston.
Hello, friends. The good doctor is here with the latest update from our friends over at the Washington Post. Three quarters of Venice just flooded. Scientists predict the city will be underwater by century's end. A violent storm in Europe mangled the Italian coast on Monday, tossing yachts like toys and generating the worst storm surge flooding in a decade. The storm has killed 10 people, and Venice, strong winds blowing onshore from the Mediterranean generated a 5-foot storm surge. The surge flooded 77% of Venice, according to city officials. And that's your news update. Be safe out there.
People losing hope every day. Where has the love gone? They're not concerned about showing us the way. We're losing sight on what is right. Back to the basic principle, important lesson we must know. This is what we have to remember. He died upon the cross, that our soul will not be lost, so that we might be free. Whom the Son sets free, truly free. To the basic principle.
George Anthony, GGHS. God gave his son. That was perfect opening for The Good Doctor.
Yes.
And The Good Doctor kept it real short and sweet.
Yes, about Venice.
Yeah, it was a very interesting topic. I've always wanted to visit Venice.
And it sounds like we're going to have to hurry up and do so.
And if we don't, before long, it's going to be gone. How much percent was that?
Right.
70 what?
I can't even
It's
lie.
Like the whole it's damn crazy. City's underwater okay. now. Because, I mean, it was already 80% water anyways. And I'm just kidding. Don't fact check me on that.
Right. Fake news. I was watching a documentary. I don't know when. But I'm into engineering and all that other great stuff. Hashtag nerd. So they had this project where they were building these underground, basically, what is it? It's like a shovel or what is? I'm trying to think of
a name for it too.
I guess you can say this is totally terrible to me, and I'm gonna look back on this and say I could have come up with something better than flaps.
Valve.
When the water come up like a levee, I guess, I don't know, but it's higher tech than that.
Flaps works.
Yeah. If you're right, visually.
What the hell is a levee? Just, that's what everybody's asking themselves. So let me type in levee.
Let's just keep Google. It simple. So like as a water, to basically keep the ocean water out, you know, of Venice as much as possible, or to be able to divert it so the ocean's water doesn't get into the city, because the water level is really rising and has risen in Venice. It's a real problem, even though, of course, you know, they are known for being like the city on water, whatever it is called.
I don't understand. Is it closed off all the way to the bottom of the ocean?
Yes.
Really? Like, I guess it's kind of shallow there. It's close to land. It's connected to land by bridge, right? So
that was a big deal about this engineering feat, because they had to go all the way to the ocean floor to start drilling and putting these, I guess, walls. Now it's kind of
barriers.
Yeah, how they did these flaps. But I know they had to go to the ocean floor, and they had some engineers from like Japan or something, just real, it's really, really big and very smart.
Anyways, they got some flaps over there in Venice that keep the city from flooding, and those flaps couldn't even deal with all this flooding they got. Where'd it come from?
They said rain.
Rain. I guess that's where it came from.
Right. Hey, you know what? I can't even lie.
What?
I should have taken notes. I'm like a note taker.
So Venice got flooded, and it's almost 80% of Venice. And yeah, go over there and take your tourist pictures now.
But it's like, if you piss in a pool, would anybody notice?
What do you mean?
But yeah, that's
I can't
how much
piss that much.
That's how much rain it was. You know, for you to get a difference in your water line for a city that it is already known for being, you know, a city on the sea or whatever it's called, it was more than just a piss, because people noticed.
It's more than just a drizzle.
Bottom line is, I'm totally mucking this up scientifically, but get to Venice. If you don't have a passport, get one. Get over to Venice. Check it out. Me and Cross King, that's one of the things that I have. A city that I haven't been to yet. And it would be great to get on those gondolas with Cross King.
Mm-hmm. Me just sweeping away at the water.
In Venice. And you all definitely will take you there with us when we go. I've been in Vegas. You know, in Vegas, when you go to Vegas, they take you all around the world. So you do the gondolas in Vegas. Mm-hmm. But I want to go over and...
No, I didn't know anything about that.
But in Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never been. I'm going to do a little bit more traveling.
Yeah. You married the right person.
I sure did.
Yes, indeed.
Even if you didn't travel. So, before we left, we were talking about, or Crystal said something about she had never shacked up. You know, she's made it this age.
Single life.
So, I'm the younger one. And this is Love in Numbers episode. So, funny enough, me being the younger one, I had shacked up in the past from, you know, like a year, something like that.
Wow.
And had a child with another woman. And, I mean, I don't know what I really can say about it that's even positive other than the fact that I got a child from it. But, I grew from it. And that's all I can say, but I don't suggest getting into anything serious before you really find out who you are and what you want to do with your life, because all you're really doing is just kind of chopping yourself. You know, it's like whenever you commit your life to someone, you got to bring in everything that they do in their life into your life as well. So if you're living with someone or you put them in your life that seriously and you disagree with 95% of the things that they do,
well,
you either got to change completely who you are or you're not going to get along, you know? And so... if you're so young and you do that, you haven't even made it to who you truly are in the first place. It's just going to leave you really conflicted because you'll have all these ideas and all these things that you believe are true, but you'll be told the opposite of it the entire time. And it's like, man, this is bullshit, you know? And if you actually are lucky enough to get out of that, then you'll see that it's just complete bullshit and that, you know, your opinion was right the whole time, of course. No, but really, it's like, you know, people will try to bring you down for the wrong reasons. And it definitely takes a mature head to see what's truly going on sometimes.
So, that brings us back to Love and Numbers. That... you know, based on what Cross King said, his life experience put him on a different level, being 24, and, you know, obviously God used, you know, some things that were that maybe tried to derail him. God used that to make him better and strengthen him and make him wiser. So, you know, when we crossed paths, he knew a good thing. He knew a good thing. That's why all things work together for good. That's my sister's scripture. All things work together for the good for those who love God and called by his purpose. You know, no matter what, how terrible, you know, you think that your road has been in your life, that God can take that terrible thing and, you know, if you're willing and if you're obedient and, you know, and you recognize who God is, excuse me, in your life, he can take that thing and he'll use it to build you into, it's like a transformer. You know how, like, when they transform, it's like parts start coming from everywhere. You know, that's like one of my favorite parts of Transformer. I'm like, man, from the bottom parts. They start coming from everywhere. You know, so all those things that were trying to hold you down or derail your purpose or do all that, you know, God takes it. And it's just a part of your armor to make you this massive force of, you know, strength and fury and purpose, you know, that is unstoppable. But only He can do that for you. He or she, whoever you want to, you know, excuse my pronouns, whatever you want, what pronoun you want to use. But yeah, that was unexpected. Get off on that.
And also, you know, you get a checklist of what you don't want.
Cecily Collins.
So it's like, you know, if there's one thing on that list inside of that person, period, run the opposite direction. Just trust me. And, yeah, you'll eventually find someone who doesn't fault any of the lines. You'll be like, okay, good enough.
You know what? I will say something about that checklist. I will. Let's go in depth with the love and numbers checklist. Now, keeping the same thing of theme of love and numbers, same topic, and with the checklist, being a single person, experienced single, I say over the years, my checklist changed. You know, things that were high on my checklist, they went down here. You know, they were bumped down. So, hey, you know, it comes your core values. At first, your checklist might be a little bit shallow. I'm not even gonna lie. You know, yes, it might be some shallow.
Depends on what your checklist has derived from in the first place.
But come on, we all bless the Lord. We pray, all that, go to Bible study, take communion, hallelujah. And if you don't, okay.
I feel like my checklist started off big and then like a couple of things maybe gotten added to it later. And you're saying that.
See, but
things got swapped around and all kinds of stuff.
See, but
I'm talking about a checklist of things you don't want in a mate, not just a checklist of things
that
do
you
want.
Okay. I was going to say, honey, remember, when you married me, so your checklist is pretty, it's starting up high. And she got, yeah, like,
is that a checklist of what I want or what I don't want?
Baby, it's about what you need. We didn't even know it existed yet. No, and on my checklist, you know, as far as things that I wanted, I had no idea. You know, I didn't have on there that I wasn't on the market for a younger person.
Right.
No.
Yeah. Well, I feel you. But I mean, how are you going to see that?
You know, if anything, from your status quo kind of relationships, especially, yes, I will be totally a tunnel vision and say being female, you know, usually tell you if you some with somebody older and then they settled and they, you know, this and that, and they take care of you and this and that, and then somebody look after you. You gotta get a man like that.
And then what?
His job for 30 years.
And then what?
You know, yeah, but so no. That was something that was brand new. And I'm glad that, you know, you have to follow and sometimes not be so, you know, restricted about what you think is for you and be led by your inner force for what's right. And that was totally the case in my experience. Because no, that was not on my checklist. For some people it is, you know, being older than your mate. Because, you know, this and that, I don't want to be, you know, blah, 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 you know. I want to train somebody and this and that. But even though we have an age difference, I feel like I don't feel that. I certainly don't feel, you know, like I'm a woman, and I can make a good man too. I feel like
what? That's right. Weird.
Yeah, you know, I can be either sex.
What?
I could be a great woman, or I could be a great man.
That's the weirdest thing to say in the world. Are you sure you don't want to retract that statement?
No, I don't. I don't. And I say that to say that, you know, I don't take that stance of being just, oh, I need a hero. And no, but with me and Cross King, and even though he's younger than me, he is still the man. I don't feel like, do I treat you as if you are not the man?
No.
That's
the thing. It's like there's just certain things instinctively, or, you know, whatever. It's like God made us for each other.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether I was a female-y type of man and she was a manly type of woman, we'd still be made for each other. And I mean, that's bottom line, but it's opposite of that. So no problems at all. No problem.
We in a bit, not a Nazi, and that's still stereotypical with roles and genders and all that, you know, because I was going to say, you know, yes, I do love the way he snuggled. I like being an inside spoon.
Hey. You know, but
hey, it's okay. If your man like being an inside spoon and you like being an outside spoon, you know, that's okay, because sometimes we flip it up. You know, that has nothing to do with anything. He's like, what? You don't snuggle me. Don't you say that on the wild,
I'm the one making up with neck aches every single day.
Hey, wait a minute, girl. You're your man's own girl.
Anyway, so we'll be right back. Check out Loyal to the Game and Slotter King for True Sire.
All right.
You're listening to Live Radio Houston on Righteous Hustle Entertainment. Check out the hilarious classic episode, The Righteous Hustle Entertainment, on this station.
All I ever did was run the money, y'all. Yeah. Catch me with a bitch who got her tummy tucked. Trap getting silly bucks. Yeah. Say, homie, fuck your mixtape. No one gives a fuck. Oh my, here we go again. All I really need is the dividends. Oh my, here we go again. Don't get out of pocket, or that is a sin. Yeah, and I don't trust these niggas. Really, dog, man, fuck these niggas. Take me wrong, but I up it, nigga. Chill, bitch, nigga. And I'm just stating the facts. These local acts are broke, tell them to show you a rag. Bet he can't do that, yeah. One time for the one time. Two times for the bad bitches. Three times for the trill niggas. Better watch your bitch and that's real, nigga. The earth's core puts the sun, I'm that high. Walked in the building looking like a walking jackpot. Open and close your bitch like a laptop. Set the water with shit, homie, straight drop. Yeah, they ain't fucking with the kid, I'm just being honest. Can't even trust my bitch, none of these hoes promise. Yeah, yeah, take it one day at a time. Everybody for sale, shit, I'ma get mine. One time for the one time. Two times for the bad bitches. Three times for the trill niggas. Better watch your bitch and that's real, nigga.
You're listening to Live Radio Houston on Righteous Hustle Entertainment. Check out the hilarious classic episodes of Righteous Hustle Entertainment on this station.
Oh, shiny, it's so good, oh, baby. Oh, you look so good, can a nigga take you home right now? Then we love looking on the floor right now. Oh, can a nigga take you home right now? Every nigga on the floor right now.
Your name, cause the way you feeling, and I hope you feel the same. I know half the time nigga drive you insane. Let me take you off the train and put you in a range. I could take you to Spain on that private plane, or get on one knee, pass you that diamond ring. So tell me what you want, hurry up and make a choice, cause I parked out front.
Oh, shiny, you so good, oh baby. Oh, you so good, can a nigga take you home right now? Then we love looking on the floor right now. Oh, can a nigga take you home right now? Every nigga on the floor right now.
Eat it like red lobster. After that, I'ma break her off real proper. Legs in the air like a helicopter. I could be the patient, she could play the doctor. All cops and robbers. Anyway you put it, girl, you a showstopper. If you play with my cash, she'll put more kicks in your ass than Foot Locker.
Oh, shiny, it's so good, oh baby. Oh, it's so good, can a nigga take you home right now? Then we love looking on the floor right now. Oh, can a nigga take you home right now? Every nigga on the floor right now.
Have your nigga on the floor right now. Right now. Right now. 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 Now.
Oh, shiny, you're so good, oh baby. Oh, you look so good, can a nigga take you home right now? Then we love looking on the floor right now. Oh, can a nigga take you home right now? Oh, shiny, you're so good, oh baby.
That Henny got me souls, me souls, me souls. Anything's possible, right?
Then we love looking on the floor right now. Oh, can a nigga take you home right now? Every nigga on the floor right now.
And that was Loyal to the Game and Slotta King featuring Sia. Anyways, so this episode was all about love and numbers.
Love and numbers.
That's love and age. So yes. The number next to the love that you got. That's what that is. Love and numbers. So, you got any good stories about love and numbers? Send them to us. Yeah. And we'll read them off for you.
Yes, we love, will.
Mm-hmm.
We'll
love,
feature it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
LoveRadioHouston@gmail.com. Send it on through. Yeah, we'll read it on the next show.
Right, and let's see who can beat us. We're at 14-year difference.
Yeah, and so now it's a competition. So any 21-year-old dudes out there think you can pop out a 40-year-old,
or
go get it.
Any of you 45-year-olds who are with a 65... No, that's only 10 years.
That's 20 years.
Oh. Oh, you know what? I just want to mention one thing before we close. I didn't say anything about the weather. You know, that's my thing, giving you guys the weather updates in Houston weekly. And as you can tell, I am quite cold. Cross King has on a t-shirt in the studio.
Got that Rockets t-shirt on.
Rippin'.
Hard.
Rippin'.
What's up?
I myself.
Texas.
I don't do all this weather machine and climate change hype, or meaning that I don't ignore it. I'm not trying to catch a cold one day to the next. So some days, yeah, I'm overdressed. Keep my throat covered. You know, it's just like old school. Keep my socks on. Keep my toes covered. I'll be wearing sandals. It was hot one day, cool the next. Keep something on your head.
I wouldn't call it overdressed. You know, like I wake up, I'm like, what's the feel like outside? Or like I walk outside, I got no t-shirt on. It's like, oh shit, it's cold. I walk back in the house and I put a jacket on. And that's how I do things.
I'm just
because we live in the T-E-X-A.
So, right, last Saturday, I don't even remember what I had on last Saturday when we shot the show. I don't know. But I have on like a
you don't remember what you had on?
No. I have on like I fell over. A jacket. A big shout out to my homeboy. Gave me this jacket. It's really nice. It's insulated. Mm. Waterproof. Yeah.
I guess I'm going to have to get her a new jacket.
Big shout out. And now, yeah, I had this on today. And I have on this other one with the handpiece. I like this is my workout hoodie. The handpiece. I feel like I really just be in here doing something.
That's her thing. She walks around. She wears the long sleeves that wrap around her hand. You know, she feels cool when she does that.
Because you never know when, like, somebody, just like my brother had told me about why he wears basketball shorts under his jeans. And I was like, why you do that? And he was like, you never know when somebody just want to have a basketball game. Like, I could be just riding home. And somebody, at a stoplight. And they just like, hey, it's a park right here. You, what's up? You want to hoop? Walking down the street? Bounce a basketball. And he said, I could say, yeah. And just take out my pants. I got some hoop service on. And I'm ready to hit the court. Because, of course, I got my basketball in my truck. But he already had basketball because he walking down the street. Bouncing basketball. So, I just stay ready for maybe, like, some yoga.
I have literally been in that scenario before.
Shut up.
I was at my friend's house.
Shut up.
And we were planning on playing basketball anyways. But I walk up and, like, y'all ready to hoop? Let's go get dressed. I'm already dressed, baby. That's what I
said. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I said, I stay ready because I ain't got to get ready. And I learned that from Snoop D-O-double-G.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is so funny. Story.
Yeah.
That was something unexpected.
Back in the high school days.
Yeah, and that's when we had the conversation about that, about wearing hoop shorts under your clothes. But I haven't had a yoga off yet.
A yoga off?
Yeah, like yoga, hey, you know.
You're going to have a competition?
Hey.
I always got my yoga pants on, bitch.
You
ready? Let's do this damn thing.
I haven't seen, like, a person on the median.
How's your downward dog? Because mine is pimping.
Pull up next to me, be like, hey, what's up? I'm going to the gym. What it do? Yo, and be like, hey.
So send in your love and numbers stories. Moral of the story.
We want to hear them, read them.
And it'll make us feel really, really
good. Yeah, and we want to read your business on the air. If it's good and juicy, we can talk about your life. Yeah.
Feeling really, really good.
Feeling really good, y'all.
Anyways, peace out.
See you next week.
And Crystal Cravens with Love Radio Houston.
Feeling really good. Feeling really good.
Yeah, we're feeling really good, feeling like you should, feeling like you never will, feeling like you could, feeling like some villains when we chillin' in the hood, cause the good, I don't give a fuck, cause man, we feeling really good, feeling like you you should, feeling like you never will, feeling like you could, feeling like some villains when we chillin' in the hood, cause the good, I don't give a fuck, cause man, we feeling really good.
Really good legs in the breeze, and I'm chillin', do it really rude, bitches all on me, they ain't feeling you, still in cute, sitting on my knee, yeah, I feel you, boo. But this is really true, I don't give a fuck cause I'ma play. And I kill the tunes, ruckus wanna say it, understated by some other news. Other truths, hating, I've been waiting with the mother dudes.
Yeah, we're feeling really good, feeling like you should, feeling like you never will, feeling like you could, feeling like some villains when we chilling in the hood, cause the good, I don't give a fuck, cause man, we feeling really good, feeling like you should, feeling like you never will, feeling like you could, feeling like some villains when we chilling in the hood, cause the good, I don't give a fuck, cause man, we feeling really good.
Man, with the mess and plan, damn, the disasters can't stand what is happening lately, and I'm a fan of the chapters in pain. And the plans not to let the chapter into what is happening lately. Pay me, bitch, don't erase me, save me. Keep 18, bitch, I don't play these lame things. Just saying. Yeah, I'm just saying. So debate me, chase me, you can case it. Stay deep, I stay flea. Motherfucking pasty, sway peace. I'm wasty, fake me. Man, y'all some flaky KBs, but that's okay, I'm still feeling mine, still in line, really trying to kill the time, then them bills will rhyme, build it high till the ceiling cry, drill it, pill it, pop, till the ceiling dry, grill it, I will it till I die.
Feeling really good, feeling like you should, feeling like you never will, feeling like you could, feeling like some villains when we chilling in the hood, cause the good, I don't give a fuck, cause man, we feeling really good, feeling like you should, feeling like you never will, feeling like you could, feeling like some villains when we chillin' in the hood, cause the good, I don't give a fuck, cause man, we feeling really good.
Feeling really silly, Billy, build me with the milli. I'ma be a billionaire, so shit, I get no really. Kill me if you want, I mean goddamn filthy rich. So is your guilt too bad? Look who's bad, and you had to do that. Like rude attitude, sad that you had to choose bad that you have and to have what you have and true that were too bad. These new paths that you passing through passes to grab a new attitude. Grab it, dude, have what you have and to have it. Choose crap it, who dad and groups asking to grab it. Move past the move stack. Don't lose passion, move stacks. Don't lose fashion, move facts. Improve platinum through plaques. It's cool tack them two snacks that you spat. It's an actual matter of a factual pact. And I don't chatter just for tactical and factual.
Yeah, we're feeling really good. Feeling like you should. Feeling like you never will. Feeling like you could. Feeling like some villains when we chilling in the hood. Cause the good. I don't give a fuck, cause man, we feeling really good. Feeling like you should, feeling like you never will, feeling like you could, feeling like some villains when we chilling in the hood. Cause the good. I don't give a fuck, cause man, we feeling really good.
Yeah, we feeling really good. Feeling really good. Yeah, we feeling really good. Yeah, we feeling really good. Feeling really good. Yeah, we feeling really good. Feeling really good. Yeah, we feeling really good. Yeah, we feeling really good. Feeling really good. I'm really good.